Why? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That is the big question in California now that the gunman who murdered 10 people at a dance studio and wounded 10 others was found and is now dead.
I was just so sad and scared, just heartbroken that people can't just celebrate with their families and safely.
She's in Monterey Park, California, where a Lunar New Year celebration was ruined. So is Fox's Madeline Rivera.
The suspect shot and killed himself yesterday in Torrance, about 30 minutes away, inside a white cargo van. That van matching the description of what police identified as a vehicle of interest. Authorities who responded to the scene described hearing one gunshot, and inside, they found the suspect dead. That suspect, they say, is 72-year-old Hukan Chuan, who police believe acted alone.
After the first shooting Saturday, the killer went to a second dance studio but fled.
And he was disarmed by two community members who I consider to be heroes because they saved lives. This could have been much worse.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna. The search continues for at least one suspect in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, in an early Sunday nightclub shooting that left 12 people injured. Republicans are even more critical of President Biden after the FBI on Friday found even more classified documents at the Biden Delaware home from when he was vice president and a senator. Congressman Mike Turner tells CBS Face the Nation.
Why were these documents here? Well, now that we learn that some of these go back to his Senate time, you know, clearly he's become a serial classified document hoarder.
2 days after anti-abortion advocates held their March for Life in Washington, Vice President Harris went to Tallahassee, Florida with pro-choice advocates on the 50th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion nationwide until last year's Supreme Court ruling undid that.
The government should not be telling people what to do with their own body.
It'll cost you more when you go to the post office to send packages or buy stamps. Priority mail prices have gone up and stamps are up 3 more cents, now 63 cents. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Illegal immigration and dealing with busloads of migrants sent to their cities, a big issue for some mayors, but not the only one after many gathered in Washington for a conference.
Crime and immigration reform are national issues that are affecting major cities across the country. If you ask the mayors themselves, local matters run the gamut. For New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
The economy, inflation.
For newly elected Mayor Karen Bass.
In Los Angeles, without a doubt, it's homelessness.
For Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner.
Revitalizing our communities that have been underserved for a long, long time.
All three agreed on ABC's This Week. Those issues keep people marginalized and must be addressed. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down, but barely, ahead of this week's trading after Friday's big gains that ended last week. It's down to the championship games in the NFL playoffs, one step away from the Super Bowl.
Two of the NFL's most storied franchises, the Cowboys and 49ers, met for the 9th time in the playoffs Sunday.
McCaffrey right up the gut and in! Touchdown, San Francisco!
The game on Fox, Christian McCaffrey scored San Francisco's only touchdown, but the league's number one defense dominated in a 19-12 win, their 12th straight. They'll head to Philadelphia for the NFC Championship. In the AFC, it will be the Bengals and Chiefs for the second straight year. Joe Burrow looked comfortable in the snow, throwing 2 touchdown passes and a 27-10 win over the Bills in Buffalo. He's 3-0 in his career against Patrick Mahomes, who will be playing with a high ankle sprain suffered in KC's win over Jacksonville on Saturday. Tim McMahon, Fox News.
Well, the Bills lost despite DeMar Hamlin being in the stadium in Buffalo cheering his teammates on from the crowd, his first time attending a game since his collapse into cardiac arrest during Monday Night Football 3 weeks ago. When Hamlin was revived on the field, he continues to recover. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.